Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Analysts from the CME Group called last year unprecedented, but they also say 2021 will be a different story from 2020. However, the global economy won't go back to pre-COVID-19 norms. Certain trends are accelerating and new policies are coming, which means markets will have a lot to think about this year. One of the factors that will influence the agriculture markets is China's economic recovery.
China's having this sort of bifurcated economic recovery that we're seeing all over the world, which is that their service economy has been relatively slow to rebound, but it is rebounding. But their manufacturing sector was extremely fast to rebound. Even by the month of May last year, it was showing already growth rates of 8 to 9% year on year. And that was enormously supportive of industrial metals. It was also enormously supportive of agricultural goods prices. And we've seen soaring prices for many agricultural goods, including soybeans, corn, and wheat, but especially soybeans, soybean oil, and corn in particular.
That's Eric Norland, the executive director and senior economist with the CME Group. Blue Putnam is the group's chief economist. He says another key factor influencing the 2021 markets will be weather.
We have a La Nina, a strong La Nina, and that's cooler than usual waters in the Pacific equator. You think about cooler water, but they really impact winds in the upper atmosphere. If you think, wondering why it's been so cold in Europe and it's now a cold wave in North America, the La Nina has actually destabilized the Arctic air and allow it to come down south a little more often than it might otherwise would.
Hurricanes were a problem for southern agriculture last year, and the presence of a strong La Nina may mean challenges ahead in 2021.
La Ninas also create, as you may have noticed last fall, an atmosphere or an environment that you can get more hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean. El Ninos, that's warmer water in the Pacific, create a wind pattern that cuts off the tops of the Atlantic hurricanes, and that doesn't happen when La Nina shows up.
Drought is another potential challenge during the rest of 2021.
When we think about agriculture, we really have to think about which areas might have a little more drought and which ones might get a little more rain. And in particular, the countries that are starting to be affected by drought are in South America, Brazil, and Argentina. There is some chance that we might get a little modest drought effects in North America and the Corn Belt, but that's less of a sure thing and not always attributed to La Nina. But the La Nina is having its impact on South America already.
Weather will affect how China purchases commodities to meet its demand, which in turn will also affect how many acres U.S. farmers will plant for each commodity.
And that, of course, impacts how China will be buying its demand for corn and soybeans, because they used to buy most from the U.S., then they started to split their purchases after the trade tensions. But now it's going to be, in some ways, supply constrained, and we'll just have to see how the crops show up. But I can tell you, at these prices, North American farmers are going to plant land they didn't even know could produce. You have very, very good conditions, if you will, for planting a lot of acres this spring in the U.S. Corn Belt. So a lot of different influences on ag prices, from China to weather to how we plant the crops.
Again, Blue Putnam is the chief economist for the CME Group. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall gave testimony to the House Agriculture Committee last week during a hearing on climate change and the U.S. agriculture sector. Duvall told lawmakers farmers and ranchers are already making an impact as agriculture accounts for just 10% of greenhouse gases emitted in the United States as agricultural productivity grows.
Over the last two generations, we've been able to increase productivity 287% without using any more resources. Agriculture's achievements in sustainability have happened because farmers are adopting new technologies and participating in voluntary incentive-based conservation programs.
Duvall says U.S. farmers and ranchers enthusiastically embrace new technologies and more research will further improve their impact on the environment.
They've done everything from methane digesters on livestock farms to planting practices that result in less disruption of the soil. We are currently looking for partners to build on the achievements that we've already made. We're working with land-grant universities, policymakers, and other partners. At American Farm Bureau, we look forward to continuing to find solutions for the challenges of the future.
AFBF co-founded the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance to provide recommendations to lawmakers considering new climate policies. The coalition is guided by three main principles.
That first principle is to support voluntary market incentive-based policies. The second is to achieve science-based outcomes and then to promote the resilience of our rural communities and help their economies better adapt to changes that are coming with climate. We hope the work and the recommendations of the alliance will ensure that our farmers and ranchers will be respected. respected and supported as society pushes for climate smart practices.
Duval adds farmers and ranchers are in a unique position to help.
Farmers are the first conservationists. We know our land better than anyone else does, and we want to leave our land in better condition than what we found it in. We've been entrusted with it, we care about it, and it's part of our lives each and every day. We want to protect the planet while we feed and clothe the people in our world, and we also want to promote our vibrant communities in rural America.
And again, that's comments with American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval. And farmers are among the most likely to die by suicide compared with other occupations, according to a January 2020 study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The study also found that suicide rates overall had increased by 40% in less than two decades. It's important to continue to have conversations about this issue. And Commodity Classic, the nation's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused ag and educational experience going on digitally this week, has produced a program that is certain to be a conversation starter across rural America. Mental health practitioner Ted Matthews, part of the special program called Mental Health on the Farm, says stress is normal for farmers.
Every farmer has stress. It's just a matter of how they handle it. How much can you handle? Well, you don't want to find out at the end how much you can handle. You want to accept the fact that it's stressful and start looking at what can I do to lower that stress right away. Because the more it builds, the higher the potential for it goes too far. And of course, sometimes that ends up in suicide, and that's the last place we want it to go.
Mental Health on the Farm is an audio program presented by Commodity Classic in partnership with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. The effort is in conjunction with another program on farm stress and mental health during the 2021 digital edition of Commodity Classic, which is being presented online Friday morning at 8 a.m. Central. Matthew says it's important that the conversation focuses on improving mental health.
First thing I do is I tell them we're talking about mental health, not mental illness. The focus needs to be on that understanding, because the reason a lot of times farmers don't seek help until far too late is because they say, I'm not crazy. There's, you know, I can handle this. And it's like, so why wouldn't you want to lower your stress beforehand? And the reason is they think mental illness and they think they're not crazy, so they don't do it. They won't do it. So don't make it something that says there has to be something really wrong with me in order to deal with and to lower my stress and anxiety and depression.
You can listen to Mental Health on the Farm at CommodityClassic.com. And while you're there, be sure to register for the 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, which is being delivered digitally direct to your farm going on here today through the end of the week on Friday. It did start yesterday on Tuesday. And again, you can find more at CommodityClassic.com. Plenty of sessions going on here throughout the week. And this has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.